Yes, grooving into your Monday morning. It's time for a look at the new music for 2SER for the week. Joining us in studio is Andrew Kuduro, music director. This is some lovely stuff. What's this?
Well, it's pretty funky and lovely as well, I'd say. It's Black Milk, the long-term rapper and producer Black Milk, who is just one of the best old-school style producers in hip-hop still working today. And this is his new jazz funk project with a three-piece outfit called Nat Turner. They're called Nat Turner. It's not one fella, I should mention as well.
Okay.
And they've often backed him for his rap shows, but they've done this instrumental project, which is called The Rebellion Sessions. There's not a rap in earshot on this record.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, as you can tell, look, these tracks, they really travel on that kind of astral plane that the 70s ventured into with funk and soul, that nice sense of exploration. It's that kind of sound that Tribe Called Quest and J Dilla built their hip-hop style on, and a whole lot of hip-hop built their style on. But this is kind of going back to the source in a way, and using sort of hip-hop dynamic in there as well. It's a really great record, The Rebellion Sessions from Black Milk and Nat Turner. That's available on Black Milk's Bandcamp.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. We're talking brand new music for the week here at 2SER 107.3. Andrew Kuduro, music director, is with us. What's the next thing up your sleeve over there?
Well, I'm really excited about a new record from Bombino, the fellow who comes from the Saharan Desert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's been here for the Sydney Festival. He's got some Western friends in high places. He had his last album, Nomad, produced by the in-demand Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. And this one, it's his third album. It's called Azel, A-Z-E-L, and it's produced by another longtime fan, Dave Longstreth of the Dirty Projectors.
Ah.
So he's taking duties for this record. And look, what he does is, Bombino's got this really raw and ragged playing style, and he puts them in these kind of fluid and slinky musical settings. If you know the Dirty Projectors, they make great pop, but it's very crafty and very complex. So he's looking to put that style as a kind of a backdrop for what Bombino does. Sometimes
right.
There's even some kind of slick fusions, a bit of a reggae shuffle in there. But look, the style that Bombino has, it's still really electric, really unique, and I think it's kind of thrilling. So let's hear this pairing of Dave Longstreth producing Bombino. New album there from Bombino, and it's called Azel, A-Z-E-L, produced by Dave Longstreth of the Dirty Projectors. You can see it's kind of still wild, and it really packs a punch, but there's a lot of structure in there, and there's a lot more going on than I think that he's had in any other record before.
Yeah, what an interesting sort of pairing there. We are talking brand new music for the week here at 2SER 107.3 with Andrew Kuduro. And one last musical treat to kick off our Monday morning. What will we hear next?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we talked a little bit about British eccentricity in music and how it's kind of been dying off over the last few years. But we heard from Kieran Leonard a few weeks ago. Well, there's a woman from Cardiff. There's no one quite in the world like this woman. It's Kate Le Bon.
Oh.
And she's flying that flag quite well. She's always willfully surreal and undoubtedly on the wonderful side of weird. And she's got this great dry sense of humour in her music. You just can't take this woman too seriously, but damn, she writes a great song as well. And look, she's just always followed her nose into some odd zones, and it's the way she smells things that you really want to get in on. She's now living in California. She's worked with Aphex Twin. She's recorded songs in Welsh, and for this album, which is called Crab Day, it's her fourth, she's worked with Warpaint drummer Stella Mogzawa, and she's also got on board one of the former Red Hot Chili Peppers, Josh Klinghoffer. I mean, I know there's a lot of Red Hot Chili Peppers, but he was one. I think you were in the Red Hot Chili Peppers for a while, weren't you, Mitch?
It was a dark period, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And look, they add some real meat to her funny bone, and she is really funny. This is art pop with a capital A. It's awesome. It's angular. And look, she's got this strange force about her that is not only to be reckoned with, but just cackled at, because, yeah, she's really funny. So I thought we'd go out with a tune from this new album, Crab Day.
And for more information, check out the new music review. It's called Serving Up at 2SER.com. And you could do a music director here at 2SER. Thanks so much.
See you next week, eh?
See you next week.
I wasn't even in my room without reason. If I wasn't even in my room, I wasn't even in my room. All the towns are miniature. Travel.